أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, we had continuously stated that the kuffar had made some allegations, objections, questioned the nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem, its mode and aspects related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Here, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the surah, beginning from ayat number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now focuses and speaks about those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had brought iman and who had beautified themselves with praiseworthy qualities, qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has termed them as Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate. Some ayahs before this, when the kuffar were told to make sajda to the most merciful, most compassionate Allah, where Allah used the word Ar-Rahman, then they asked, who is this Rahman? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows that perhaps you don't want to recognize Allah as Ar-Rahman, you don't want to recognize the most compassionate, but they are those people who are the Ibadur Rahman, who are the servants of Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate. Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them. Allah's first description is Alladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hauna. They are those people that walk upon the earth in a state of humility. In other words, they are not arrogant when they walk. And here Allah is not referring to the manner in which they walk. Many have misunderstood this ayah and misunderstood humility. Some people think that if they walk as though they are almost dying, that they are very, very sick and they walk very slowly, that is what is intended in this ayah, then that is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to. When we look at the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find in the ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most humble of all mankind, and yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam walked very swiftly on the earth. One person was walking very slowly. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum said that this is not the way Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam walked. Hazrat Aisha said, this is not the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked, and not the way Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked. So that is not what is intended. But what the ulama have explained is that when a person gains humility in his heart because of his awe and his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that shows out in all the limbs of that person, in the senses of that person, and hence that is the manner in which he will walk with total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That when the ignorant address them, when the ignorant speak to them, and here ignorant doesn't necessarily mean people who do not have knowledge or people who do not have iman. People may have knowledge and people may have iman, but sometimes their approach is most inappropriate. Sometimes their approach is one of arrogance. Sometimes their approach is one of high-handedness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these servants of Allah, because they acquired the humility, because they are struck with the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qalu salama. Now here qalu salama, some of the commentators have said, not necessarily they say salam and they go away, but they speak in a very peaceful manner. In other words, they ward off these people in the best of ways. They speak and they respond in the most appropriate of manners acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no matter how arrogant one may approach someone, but if we from our side can also at that time remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, Allah is hearing me. And at that time, if we can ward that person off and we can turn that person away in the most kindest of words, then that is what is most acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most appreciated and most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next quality that is during the day, that is how they behave. At night, what are their qualities? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They are those people that pass the night in front of their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sujjadan, making sajda to Allah, wa qiyama, and also standing in qiyam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention ruku, and that doesn't mean now that the tahajjud salat would not have any ruku in it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the beginning of the rakat, and Allah mentions the end of the rakat, and everything that comes in between, whether it is the ruku, whether it is the qawma, whether it is the jalsa, the qirat, etc. So they spend the night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, if it is not the entire night, a portion of the night, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would generally spend the last portion of the night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not only do they stand up and they make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner, but وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. They are those people who say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they submit to Allah, they invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ, O Allah, ward away, O Allah, turn away, وَاصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ, the azab of the fire of Jahannam. In other words, because they are so struck with the awe of earning the displeasure of Allah, they do not want to earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are fearful of the chastisement and the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make this dua to Allah, inna azabaha kana gharama, and they also understand that the azab of the fire of Jahannam is gharam. In other words, it is persistent. Its affliction is persisting. It will continue. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that then further they say that certainly the fire of Jahannam is an evil abode and it is an evil place to live in. In other words, they understand the severity of the fire of Jahannam. So these are some of the qualities of those Ibadur Rahman, the quality of humility, the quality of standing up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in the early part of the night, whether it is in the latter part of the night. Let us all try and exert ourselves, especially in this month of Ramadan that is coming before us. And then let us also beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wards away and turns away the azab of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.